This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The annual dance between the companies that make the television shows we all love and the people who pay for it all, that'd be the advertisers, it starts up again in a couple of weeks. The upfronts is what the whole thing is called, and it is pretty much what it sounds like. Networks scoring as much ad money upfront as they can, often based on their Nielsen ratings, that is, the total number of viewers by age and by gender. The ad world nowadays, though, is fragmented at best, torn asunder by the many clicks and likes of social media, so that good old Nielsen numbers may not be enough to sell all the ad time you need to sell. That's why an article in Variety today caught our eye, saying that Time Warner and Viacom are both in talks to guarantee the outcome of an ad campaign, not just how many people are going to see it. Brian Steinberg wrote the piece. Brian, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Do me a favor and lay out how Time Warner and Viacom are proposing to, in essence, I guess, go round the Nielsens, yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of a rogue maneuver in a lot of ways. What they're offering to do to a certain group of advertisers is to let them define more narrowly what they want their ads to do, rather than just, you know, make them be seen by X million people or X million women under 18 or so-and-so. They are saying, look, tell us what you need. Do you need more foot traffic in your restaurants? Do you need more people to sign up for your brand loyalty program? Do you want X number of retweets on Twitter? Tell us what you want, and let's try and work it out together.
How are they going to do that, though?
A lot of times it's going to involve other kinds of data other than Nielsen. Let's see who retweets it or posts it within a certain time frame once it's been on the air. In many cases, you know, a lot of advertisers these days have reams of data available to them. They get either from people who sign up for email alerts or loyalty cards or frequent eater, frequent diner, frequent flyer promotions, and they match up with geography from set-top boxes to figure out what's going on.
So we, the consumer, are helping them out, as it were.
Unsuspectedly, yes, we are.
Yeah, as always happens. This is a pretty narrow slice of networks that Time Warner and Viacom are going to do this with, right? They're going to do it with Cartoon Network, Adult Swim. Why so small a piece of the pie?
Cartoon Network, Adult Swim are pretty keyed around younger viewers. You can get your hands around it. TNT and TBS, which are Time Warner's biggest cable network, CNN, are very broad. Now, Viacom, I haven't learned which networks are available, but it's my understanding they're trying to make this work for the TV networks as well as digital streaming and that sort of thing.
Right. You talked to some advertisers who are excited about this. What'd they say?
I talked to this one of the marketing executives at Arby's, the roast beef fast food chain, and they call this the holy grail of advertising. You know, for years, people have long decried TV. While it gets us the biggest audiences ever and the biggest ones possible, you may blast a car ad on, you know, American Idol, but how many of those people are in the market for a new car?
Are the Nielsen folks uptight about this? They must be a little nervous.
Aren't they a little nervous? You know, earlier this year, CNBC announced that starting in the fourth quarter of this year, they'll no longer use Nielsen for their daytime programming. And there's, a big cry out from media companies that Nielsen does not or has not quite gotten its arms around measuring folks who are not watching TV in the living room.
Yeah, and just to keep going with the follow the money thing here for a minute, I mean, $9 billion plus or minus is the stock figure that's used on upfront sales returns.
That's prime time, prime time broadcast alone.
Right, but it's going down and has been for a couple of years, that money.
Yeah, it's been flat for the last few years, according to my estimates. And
Because the spend is going to other places. It's going digital and all that.
That's right. People are putting more into social media, digital media, streaming video, mobile tablets, all kinds of things like that, exactly.
Can you think of a reason advertisers would not be interested in this? I mean, it seems to me that everybody's going to go all in on this thing.
You would think so, and it is very tantalizing, but I do think it requires the advertiser to show their poker cards, as it were, to the TV network. Let's say I'm Coca-Cola, for lack of a better, you know, idea. Mm-hmm. And I tell, you know, let's say I tell Viacom, gee, I sure love guys who are 19 years old. Well, couldn't Viacom then use the charging more to find me these 19-year-olds? So I think there's kind of a back and forth at the negotiating table.
As with all things, Brian Steinberg is the senior TV editor at Variety. Brian, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me. Nice to talk to you.